Welcome on board a daily journey to discover hope, faith, wisdom, and purpose in life. It's the Debbie Chavez Show on KGMI, News Talk 790.
Welcome to our number two of the Debbie Chavez Show, 4:10 on a beautiful Thursday afternoon. And we are hitting the big controversial topics today. Oh boy, howdy. First hour, we are talking about gays serving in the military. Should they serve openly in the U.S. military? This hour, probably the second most controversial issue in America, and that is abortion. And there's something that you may or may not be aware of that's been happening up at Western Washington University over the last day or two, and that is a display in Western's Red Square, you know, the beautiful brick square that with a big fountain in the middle up at Western Washington University. Well, the Western Washington University Pro-Life Club, which is called Western for Life, asked the Center for Bioethical Reform to come to Western's Red Square this week and put up an exhibit about abortion. It's an anti-abortion exhibit, and it is graphic. I think that would be the correct word to use to describe this. Pictures of aborted babies. Pictures of the Holocaust. It's a very, perhaps, troubling display to some, but they're trying to make a point. And I thought it would be interesting to talk to someone involved in this project as to what they're trying to accomplish and you know, is it the right way to send out that message? So I welcome to the program Darius Hardwick, who is, I think, the Northwest Director of the Center for Bioethical Reform?
That's right, Debbie.
Okay, and you're from Oregon, correct?
I am. I'm from Salem, Oregon, and I'm the Northwest Regional Director for the Center for Bioethical Reform.
All right, so you've been up at Western's campus yesterday and then today. I think you just concluded your presentation or your exhibit there in Red Square. How is this received by the bulk of Western students who have to travel through that square?
Well, Debbie, most people in this university would like to consider themselves tolerant. And that's people like to be considered that. But when we bring these pictures of aborted babies, that's not the response that we've received from people. Yesterday was fairly uneventful. But today, we had people resort to egg throwing and paint balloon throwing.
Really? Wow. So, last year, I understand that there was more than just paint throwing or egg throwing. You had some significant damage by at least one or more students last year, correct?
That's correct. Last year, someone wasn't able to control themselves and jumped over our barricades that we have around the display for protection and physically started tearing the signs apart and the entire display.
Wow. Well, let's talk about this display and what you're trying to accomplish. Can you, it's radio, so we can't really show the pictures, but can you describe for us what the visual presentation is there when you bring this this exhibit around the state?
Well, this display consists of 16 of our 24 panels, and these panels are 4 by 8 feet in size, and they have on one side a picture of a known atrocity, such as the Holocaust or the picture of the baby that was bombed at the Oklahoma City bombing. We've got African Americans that have been lynched. And when people look at these pictures, they automatically recognize that that was wrong and that was an injustice. Most people don't believe that an abortion is an injustice. They believe it's a woman's rights issue. They don't consider the fact that to have an abortion, you have to take the life of a baby. And that becomes very disturbing when you show people what the baby looks like in an abortion. And people can see this display if they go to our website. It's abortionno.org. That's abortionno.org.
So they can see some of the pictures that you're showing there.
They can see pictures from the universities that we've been to, and they can see all of the signs there.
Let me ask this question, because this is troubling for anyone to look at those pictures. Any of the pictures, the Holocaust pictures, African Americans being lynched back 100 years ago, or a picture of a baby that's been aborted, they're all very difficult to view. So do you feel like this is going to accomplish what you're hoping, which I assume is to have more people reconsider, more women reconsider an idea of having an abortion? Will it not just repulse them and perhaps maybe even drive them farther away from your side of the fence because they're saying, hey, this is the wrong tactic?
Well, this will repulse people. These pictures are very disturbing to look at. People oftentimes don't sleep after seeing these pictures. But the consensus on the unborn is that it's a blob of tissue, particularly in the first trimester when 90% of abortions are done.
Yeah.
And we need to be able to get past the rhetoric of choice and the dehumanization that's happened to this baby. And our culture is used to graphic imagery. And it takes something as shocking as seeing this baby's body to get through the apathy. There, one of our volunteers today during the display overheard a young lady talking to her friend, and she said, how could you not change your mind after seeing these pictures?
Wow. Have you had many women especially, because they're the ones that would obviously have an abortion, have many of them come up to you and expressed any kind of change in their opinion based on seeing these pictures, or do you think it's mostly people who are already anti-abortion who are coming up to you and saying, hey, you know, this is a good thing you're doing?
Well, the first thing we need to remember that men are just as guilty in abortion as women are. There's always a man involved at one level or another,
yeah.
And very often the man is pressuring the woman to have the abortion.
That's true, yeah.
But most people are too prideful to let you know that they've changed their mind right in front of you, although we have seen it happen. Last year at Oregon State, there was a girl that saw our display, and she was planning on having an abortion the week after, and she broke down in tears and decided to keep her baby. The pictures do change minds, and we hear more about it later on from either crisis pregnancy centers or people writing to us via email or otherwise telling us about their changed minds.
Yeah. How did you get involved in this anyway?
I saw these pictures. I was a Christian who considered myself pro-life. If there was a box, I would have checked it.
Yeah.
But it meant nothing in my life until I saw what abortion did to babies. And it was at that point that I realized that something needs to be done. And God called me to do this part of it. But there's going to come a day someday, Debbie, that we're going to be in a situation like the Holocaust was. There's people who spoke out against the Holocaust in Germany, and there's people who didn't. There's churches that went on like life is normal, and then there's people like Corrie Ten Boom and her family who risked it all to save the lives of Jews. And while it is only the church that is doing anything about abortion, there is truly very little of the church that is doing hardly anything about abortion.
We need to break away for a moment. When we come back, I want to ask you, get into this a little bit further in terms of the tactic that you're choosing here to be very in your face, in a sense, with horrible pictures of aborted babies. I want to talk about if that's the right way to go as a Christian. Do you win people to your side with that tactic, or does it actually, again, serve to be counterproductive and push people further away? I want to talk about that with you when we come back. My guest, Darius Hardwick, he's from the Center for Bioethical Reform, and they've had a display up at Western Washington University's Red Square for a couple of days, a very graphic display, showing sort of a comparison between pictures of the Holocaust, of African Americans being lynched 100 years ago, and then of babies that have been aborted. Tough subject. 419 The Time, more of the Debbie Chavez Show, just around the corner on KGMI.
There's a new Mohawk Floorscapes retailer in town, ESI Interiors and Floors. Visit their beautiful showroom full of hardwood, stone, tile, and more. It's worth talking to the experts. ESI Interiors on Pacific Highway, just north of Wilson's Furniture.
.22 on KGMI, Debbie Chavez, joined by Darius Hardwick. He's from the Center for Bioethical Reform down in Oregon, and he's come to Bellingham this last couple of days, specifically Western Washington University's Red Square up on campus, invited by the Pro-Life Club at Western, to present a very graphic display that I guess Darius is supposed to help people to really think through what abortion really is by showing large pictures of and troubling pictures of aborted babies. This is controversial. I mean, certainly you could argue that that perhaps it's the wrong tactic because it's so polarizing and people are offended that you're kind of forcing them to view these horrible pictures. how do you defend that accusation that maybe you're being overly harsh and even mean-spirited by making them look at these pictures?
Well, Debbie, the Center for Bioethical Reform, our tactics are based on a very careful study of the history of social reform. And successful social reformers of the past have been bothering to people. They've bothered people's conscience about an injustice that's going on to the point that they're not willing to tolerate it anymore. Mm-hmm. If you think about the civil rights movement, it started with those pictures of Emmett Till, the picture of Emmett Till in life, in a cute hat, a cute little boy, and then a picture of him beaten beyond recognition. And it was those two pictures, when they were published side by side, that caused Rosa Parks to say, I'm not moving to the back of the bus anymore. I'm going to take a stand. And if you think about what Martin Luther King did, he had the country convinced that the whole country was going to burn by the time he was done. But at the same time, people did not like Martin Luther King. He was a troublemaker. People also had to face what it was that racism was doing to blacks. And people said, that's not right.
Let me ask a question. And you're making a compelling argument. I can't fault your argument. Why do you think, you said today, not so much yesterday, but today up at Red Square, you've actually had people throw eggs at your display, throw, you know, paint balloons or whatever, you know, balloons filled with paint or whatnot at your display. I mean, that's pretty obnoxious, and people must have, I mean, what do you think is driving that anger, I guess I would call it, that they would feel they need to lash out at this display? Do you have a feeling as to what is causing them to be so upset by this thing?
Well, I think it's hard when we're winning the argument. And we train the entire university student group to stand out with the display. So the display is not just sitting there, but we're out there offering an argument. We're talking to people about why this baby is a human being and why it should be deserving of rights. And we're handing out literature and having a reasonable debate with people. But when we have these pictures, it's an unfair advantage. And the first day, people were willing to talk to us. But the second day, it's as if we'd won the argument and there was nothing left to do except lash out. And I believe there's a spiritual element to it as well.
Yeah. Because when you think about it for just a moment, it almost seems odd that people would be so mad about seeing this that they would actually have to try to destroy your exhibit. It seems kind of funny that they would need to do that, that it would be so troublesome to them that they'd have to lash out.
Well, it's historical for social reform, for people to shoot the messenger when it comes to social reformers. People disliked Martin Luther King so much that he was assassinated. And Lewis Hines, who ran the campaign against child labor reform, he brought out disturbing pictures of children in coal mines and factories. And he noted that people were more angry with him for making them look at the pictures than they were for the employers who were making the kids do the work.
That is interesting. Wow, hadn't thought of it that way, but you're right. I thank you for what you're doing there. I don't know if I would take that particular tactic. I'm probably too much of a weenie. I probably would be scared off from doing it, but I have to give you credit because you're taking a tough issue, you're hitting it head on, and thank you for what you're doing up there.
Well, one more thing I'd like to add. Mm-hmm. Someday people are going to look back on this, and they're going to realize what abortion is, and they're going to say, all you were willing to do was stand out there and hold a sign. I'm not advocating for violence. We're completely against that.
Good.
But we should be against baby killing.
Thank you, Darius. I appreciate it very much. I don't know that I would have the nerve to do something like that because it is such a tough issue. But you know what? I think back, and I've been open about the fact that when I was 16, I had an abortion. And, you know, if I would have seen pictures like what Darius is showing up at Western Washington University, if I had seen pictures of aborted babies, I think that would have influenced my decision. I can't be sure, but I think it would have influenced my decision. I would no longer be able to say, well, it's just a blob of cells and, you know, it doesn't really matter. I wouldn't have been able to say that anymore, would I? So perhaps this is exactly what America needs, is to be able to see the reality of what abortion is, instead of pretending that it's not of any significance.